I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady here from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah ta'ala, we are going to be having a series of discussions regarding the topic of women of Ashura. In the studio, as always, I have the pleasure and honor of having my lovely sister and friend and wonderful guest, Sister Razia Shamli. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, my dear sister. We are in the month of Muharram. Sister Zainab and I were having a great discussion about the personalities, the valuable lessons that we can learn from, especially because we are talking in the program of the Muslim Lady. We are especially zooming on the ladies, valuable lessons that we can learn from these. We were actually trying to bisect and analyze and try to get what we can learn from them in our life, in our everyday lives. Mm. We mentioned so many facts about Sayyidah Zainab Salamullah Alayha. We mentioned many paragraphs from the sermon that she delivered in the court of Yazid in the city of Sham. We talked about three distinguished qualities that she had, which was patience, being a servant of God, and being kind and feminine at the same time, and being brave, actually four qualities. And then in the midst of our talks, we mentioned other ladies like Dilham, Tawa, Maria. Here in this program, inshallah, Sister Zainab and I will be mentioning some other qualities of this Heavenly Ladies of Ashura, and what they have for us to offer.
It's been a very interesting series of discussions, I find, and I hope that our listeners out there could find at least one point they could relate to, you know, one point they could connect with and hold on to and carry out in their lives. Because at the end of the day, perhaps that was the whole point of Imam al-Hussein's mission, you know, to capture the hearts with the blood that he had to shed and the sacrifices he had to make, and to be able to create a revolution, whether on a personal or a collective level in humanity. I've seen a lot of people that spent their many years of their lives in utter ignorance and rebellion against their Lord, but then something within them clicked in regard with Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and they found guidance. And that hadith that says, in al-Hussein, misbah al-huda wa safinat al-najat, he is the light of guidance, the beacon of guidance, and the ark of salvation. Asra wa awsa. He's the fastest and the vastest.
Wow, subhanAllah. So beautiful.
It is beautiful, right? Because it the thing about Imam al-Hussein's movement, it's that it captures every aspect of humanness, right? Oh. There's the spiritual, there's the emotional, the sentimental, the sadness, the joy, the romance, the valor.
Individual,
the
social,
yeah, exactly,
collective,
the
family.
Social, political, it's all there.
Life. Afterlife.
Exactly. It's so comprehensive. It's right. Such a perfect package.
That's why they say the school of Hussein.
Exactly.
Right.
And it set in motion such a huge legacy. Really.
Right. Zainab, one of the personalities or feminine figures or ladies that I really treasure and I really like to honor, which was not directly involved in the day of Ashura, but had her role to play, was Salama. Salama was one of the wives of the noble prophet. After the demise of Lady Khadija, when Lady Fatima was still very young, the noble prophet entrusted her raising to Umm Salama, and she was like a mother to Fatima. And Umm Salama says that actually everybody thinks that I was a teacher to Fatima, but in fact, Fatima was a teacher to me. It's so beautiful.
It is.
And the way you see Umm Salama protecting and supporting not only Fatima as a personality, but as the path of Fatima, and also the path of wilaya or leadership, right? It's so superb and so beautiful. This is what the gem in Umm Salama's personality that highlights her so much, is this defending the wilaya. You know, after they usurped her right to Fadak, Lady Fatima had a sermon, and she tried to explain to them and tried to rebuke them for the ugly act that they had done. And Umm Salama was by her side, and the caliphs of her time deprived her of her livelihood for 1 year because she supported Fatima. This is, you know, she was an old woman at that time, you know? But she preferred to stay by justice and by the right, by the truth, than just, you know, having the little gain of this worldly life. And then to satisfy her immediate needs, temporary material needs, and then, you know, forget about the hereafter. And the other thing is that she was a narrator of hadith, and it's fabulous to know that she has narrated 387 hadith from the Prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the Prophet's daughter, Fatima salamullah alayhi, and also Abu Salama, her husband. And one of those hadith that she narrated from the Holy Prophet is that there's a beautiful hadith that says, the imams or the leaders after me, the Prophet says, are 12. The same as the number of the sons of Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel. 9 of them are from the offspring of Hussein, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given my knowledge to them. So the narrator of this hadith has been Umm Salama. And it's interesting that she was actually one of the ladies, very wise ladies, that the Holy Prophet sometimes shared his thoughts, and, you know, she was like a counselor to the noble prophet. He trusted her wisdom.
Consoled in her.
Yeah. And her trust in her was to the extent that the noble prophet had told Umm Salama about the event of Ashura prior to its occurrence, and while he was still alive. And you know the story where she was given the sand of Karbala, and the prophet told him that when this turns red, it means that my grandson Hussein has been martyred, and she actually witnessed this. And the moment she was kilometers away from the land of Karbala in Medina, but when it turned red, she immediately knew that Hussein was martyred. And she actually asked the Prophet, because she loved the children of Fatima so much that, of course, she didn't want anything bad to happen to them. And when the Holy Prophet told her of Ashura and the story, she said, well, can't you do a prayer that Hussein would not get martyred?
To prevent this.
Yeah. And then the Prophet said that, I actually received a revelation that this event, through the event of Ashura, he will receive such a rank in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is not comparable with anybody else, and that he, Hussein, will intercede for all his followers, and Mahdi is among his offspring. So he consoled her. I swear to Allah that his followers will be felicitous on the day of resurrection. And she dies at the age of 84, and you can see that she was a lady who always stood by the leader of her time, the true leader. When it was the Prophet, it was the Prophet. After that, when it was Ali alayhi salam, Ali. When it was Hassan, it was Hassan. When it was Hussein, it was Hussein.
We're going to go on a short break, and we're going to be right back, so don't go anywhere. Thank you. studio with my darling sister Razia Shamili, and we're discussing Ashura'i women and Ashura in women.
One of the qualities of ladies of Ashura is that they are wise people with open eyes, and they know exactly what's going on around them.
What we call basira.
Exactly. Insight, right? So she had that insight, and she was brave enough to support it, although there a lot of the times it turned to on her back, and she was deprived of her material rights. So I see her as one of the ladies of Ashura.
Exactly. Very steadfast, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just something that she picked up during the finer years of her senior life. It's not something that she did while she was young and, you know, lively and spry. It was a life commitment for her that she carried out. After Prophet's demise, when she protected and defended Sayyidah Fatima, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hassanayn alayhi salam, since their childhood till their martyrdom,
constant on
exactly,
the path of wilayah.
Exactly. Her entire life is a journey in this path. And we could hope, pray to be so lucky, you know, so blessed to live this sort of lifestyle, to be able to commit and devote ourselves so much to wilayah and to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Consistency,
yeah. Insight are other qualities of ladies of Ashura.
Exactly.
Whatever time it may be, even in our time. To know exactly the Yazid of our time.
It's very, very important. And I think one of the methods of obtaining that consistency in our lives regarding anything, especially the Ahlul Bayt and our religion, is to strive to collect more knowledge about it, you know? Because if we don't have knowledge and we haven't fortified our iman through knowledge, through ma'rifah, we will constantly move
back
to,
and forth.
Yeah, exactly. We will constantly fluctuate. And like a little sapling that moves in the wind, you know, we're not sturdy enough. But once we are strengthened with a proper amount of knowledge, our iman is strengthened, then we can have that consistency and that steadfastness in our lives.
Exactly. And this is exactly what you can find in Surah An'am, verse number 122. Ashura's lessons and teachings were nothing different from the teachings of the Quran.
Definitely.
Right? And in Surah An'am, verse number 122, you read, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَاهُ لَهُ نُورًا تَمْشِي بِهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, which means that is he who was lifeless, means who had no iman, then we gave him life, we gave him the iman, and provided him with a light by which he walks among the people. So this means that if you are after this material life, if the world is your aim, your goal, your final destination, then it's like you're a dead walking zombie.
Yeah.
Subhanallah, it's like you have no faith, you have no soul, you have no life.
Exactly.
And if you have faith, you have life, not only life, but a nuran tamshi bihi, right? A nur that you can walk with. And this nur is this guidance, this extra help that comes to you when you are uncertain which path to go, right?
Exactly.
So it's being, you know, piety is not so difficult. It's just servitude. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just like my case today, you know, this everyday things. If you know, praying on its prime time, praying with the presence of heart, putting the right importance and the right priority to prayers. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what helps you to distinguish between wickedness
and wrong.
Deficiency.
Exactly. Thank you so very much, Sister Razia. And thank you to our listeners for being with us on this episode of Muslim Lady. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials. thousand challenges, nothing in life is free. I wish that somehow you'd tell me of